And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 5:10.5, up 5.75 on the open. September at 5:23, up 6.25. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:26, up 5.75 on the open. September, 5:41, up 5.5. December, 5:52, up 5.5. March, 5:61.5, up 6.5. May, 5:60, up 9 on the open. July corn opened at 3:87.5, up 3.75 on the open. September, 3:91.5, up 3. December, 3:87.5, up 4.5. March, 3:98.5, up 4.75. May, 4:05.75, up 3.75. July, 4:10, up 3.75. September, 4:02.5, up 3.5. December 2008, 4:02, up 3.5 on the open. July soybeans opened at 8:25, up 9.25 on the open. August, 8:32, up 9. September, 8:40, up 9.75. November, 8:55, up 8.75. January, 8:64, up 10.5. March, 8:68, up 9.5. May, 8:70, up 8.5. July, 8:78.5, up 8 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 2:23, up 2.60 on the open. August, 2:24.50, up 2.80. July soybean oil opened at 36.15, up 40 on the open. August, 36.50, up 48. At the Merck August feeders, opened at 110.90, down 12.5 on the open. September, 110.70, down 17.5. October, 110 even, down 50. November, 109.40, down 20 on the open. June live cattle opened at 91.20, up 7.5 on the open. August, 90.67.5, unchanged. October, 94.55, unchanged. December, 95.60, up 2.5 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 74.50, down 5 on the open. July, 75.40, up 2.5. August, 74.85, down 15. October, 67.95, down 20 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 96.40, up 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, soybeans making new contract highs this morning off of the opening bell after doing the same overnight. To what do we owe this soybean strength?
Well, we owe it to fund buying. We owe it to palm oil. We owe it to the 6 to 10 day forecast. And we owe it to commission houses. And we owe it to people that aren't sellers here because they're tight holders, being the farmer. So all those things thrown together, why we're seeing a very enthusiastic market here, Dave. We were very impressed with the crop ratings being as good as they were, the corn and beans being the best combined crop rating we've seen in the last 10 years. And yet we see this movement on up. So quite a thrill there.
So a perfect storm of fundamental factors coming together to provide impetus to the upside for soybeans, which brings up the question, how high is up? $9 out of the question?
What I thought could have been out of the question a few months ago has already been answered and passed, Dave, in some cases. So we won't say anything is out of the question. We're just going to say the last, as we look at it here, we're sitting at 858. That last 40-some cents is going to be it's going to be a hard-fought battle moving on up there unless we see some continued weather problems.
So you look it to be a back-and-fill kind of affair?
I would say that that would be very good. As we talked to the floor here, we said we saw very little selling going on this morning. A lot of buying coming out of the box, but we were starting to see as things slowed down at the levels we got to this morning, a little bit of commission house profit taking coming in. So whether the funds will more than make up for that, or whether we'll see things back and fill a little bit today, will be the question mark.
Let's turn our attention then to the corn and ask, is this because of the soybeans we're seeing firmer prices in the corn pits?
Well, it sure isn't hurting anything, Dave. It's always nicer to, when the other markets are up, to be a little better follower. But, you know, we saw some fairly decent export numbers. We continue to see corn move. We're having more and more ethanol plants come online. We're looking for the one over at Linden to come on in about a month here. And we're hearing very, very, very tight farmer holding. You know, the 6 to 10 day forecast, drier here for the eastern corn belt, I think that adds on into it. Depending on where you were sitting, some disappointing rain totals in some places. We were lucky enough to get somewhere in the half to 8/10 of an inch of rain surrounding here. But if you were sitting in some of the areas that didn't get any, down in the Delta, down parts of the southeast, parts of Ohio, parts of Indiana, you know, it's not a very cheery day to go out and look at the fields because we are moisture deficit in some areas.
What's the latest on the ridge bubble?
The ridge bubble, well, it depends on which weatherman you're watching, you know, there is still talk, and I think even from all of the forecasters, there's still talk of that ridge bubble possibly even strengthening for the month of July, and I think that's one of the things that does keep people interested there.
Basis levels have been a red-hot firecracker of late. Are you looking for that to continue?
You know, until we get to the point of seeing corn move in any quantities, why, the basis is going to continue to stay good, Dave. So, you know, how much more it can increase here like that? Now we've had some very good levels in Indianapolis. Some of them paying up. We've heard as much as 50 over in July, in Missouri at some of the private ethanol plants that needed to keep going. So, you know, there's some tremendously good basis levels right now, tremendously good compared to what they were just a month ago.
Producers that you work with going to be tight holders into July?
We actually have probably moved about 10% of what we had left here in the last 5 days because of the basis increase and what's looking on. Most everybody that does have corn in the bin is going to be definitely holding some in, getting closer to the 4th of July and looking at the weather forecast at the 4th of July.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, which is also up in double digits in the lead option and nearbys. What's going on there today?
Well, of course, there's the dry weather in the Ukraine. There is dry spots in China. There is some of the reduced yields coming in from some of the frost damage or freeze damaged wheat here down around Vincennes. We're hearing, you know, 30 bushel wheat in a lot of cases, you know, down quite hard. In Mississippi, we're hearing anywhere from 30 to 35 to 3 to 5, depending on some of the wheat that the insurance companies wouldn't let them plow up. So, all those things considered, the bad weather in some of the other countries and the very highly varied yields here and the tight stocks position we have now, the wheat looks to be one of the leaders with the beans, the corn actually being the one that's following those two commodities right now.
So what is the upside potential in the wheat market, given all you've said?
That's a good question. I suppose that, you know, I hate to throw big numbers out there or whatever, but it does look like we will continue to build. Another 25 cents probably would not be out of line.
And does that mean we get another dime in the corn market?
Very easily.
So back over $4, I suppose.
Well, $4 is a big mark to bounce off of. It's going to be whether we bounce through it or not, Dave, once we get there. You know, what was strong support for a long time is very strong resistance now, and $4 was strong support for a long time.
What are you telling your producers?
We're sitting here enjoying the ride for now, but we're going to be very much looking at the idea of doing a little more pricing between now and the 4th of July.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's go ahead and take a look at the current prices in Kansas City. July wheat, now at 515.5. Fast Trade there up 10.75. September, 526, up 9.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat at 533, up 12.75. September at 546.5, up 11. December, 558, up 11.5. July corn up at 388.75. It was bouncing around there. Now 388.5, up 4.75. September, 393.5, up 5.25. December, 390.25, up 7.25. July beans, 827, up 11.25. August, 835, up 12. November, 857.5, up 11.25. July soybean meal, 222.80, up 240. July soybean oil, 36.37. That's up 62. At the Merck, August feeders, 110, down 102.5. June live cattle, 97.70, down 42.5. June lean hog, 74.40, down 15. Looking at Mike Solis, two-state forecast today. He says in northwestern and west central Illinois, mostly sunny. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous during the afternoon. Highs from 63 to 82. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows from 45 to 60. Tomorrow in western Illinois, partly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny. Highs of 75 to 88. Wind speeds today, about 5 miles per hour in the south this afternoon to up to around 20 miles per hour in northeastern Indiana. And the minimum relative afternoon humidities, 40 to 55%. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.